Continuing to breathe through your nose and bringing attention to where you've placed your hands on your body, to the contact point between your hands and your body, and allowing your breath to direct itself there to that contact point, that gateway, and allowing awareness to begin to pool there as well. I'm going to guide you through an embodied inquiry, a kind of a check-in. And the first element of that inquiry is, am I in my body in this moment? Is my awareness located inside my body? And to what degree? So maybe in the rush to get here today, or in whatever you were doing, you naturally just went a bit out of body. So am I in my body in this moment? And that is a question that might not be easily apparent the first time you ask it, but if you continue to ask, it will become a lot easier to tell. So if it's not an easy answer today, not to worry. And then what is the speed of my mind? How fast are thoughts going? And there's also a quality of thought. Sometimes in anxiety, the thoughts are very quick, very fast. They don't land necessarily, and they just come in. It's almost like a remote control for a television, and you're just switching channels, or stuck on one channel. So just noting the speed of your mind right now and the quality of your thoughts. And then considering, what is the depth and rate of my breath in this moment? How fast is my breathing? How deep is my breathing? Without really needing to do anything to change that. Just noticing without judgment. And you might also even notice where the breath feels most alive to you. For some of us, it's in the belly. You might feel your belly opening in certain ways as you inhale or exhale. For others, it's the chest rising and falling, sometimes even the shoulders going with them, even when we don't mean them to. And for others, it might be in the nose or somewhere else. So you might notice where breath is most robust. And then considering also, once you've noticed that, what's the status of my nervous system in this moment? Is there a sense of buzzing kind of, or agitation? A sense of scanning the environment for signs of danger or concern? Or for a lot of us right now, there could be almost an exhaustion in the nervous system, that life has been asking so much of it that it's not even able to get excited or agitated. It's just feeling tired. And then what do I notice in my abdomen in this moment? Our gut has its own nervous system, and so you might notice a sense of inflammation or swelling or even pain in the abdomen, or something entirely different, but just letting that register. And then considering, can I receive sensations that are occurring in my body? Can I actually detect things like warmth or cold or the feeling of fullness in my abdomen or emptiness? Maybe you haven't eaten yet today. There could be a sense of muscle tightness or soreness or even discomfort. And then, do I feel rooted and grounded in my feet or on the earth? Or if I'm sitting, do I have a kind of robust seat? What one of my Buddhist teachers called fluffy bum, a plump bum. Can we have that sense of grounding through that part of our being? And then you can consider also, what is my level of physical energy in this moment? It could be very high, it could be low energy, or somewhere in the middle between high and low. And again, if there's no clear answer to any of these nodes of inquiry, that's fine too. They might not be maybe speaking as loudly as others do. And then if there's a mental narrative happening right now, a story looping in my mind, can I notice that? Am I telling a story about myself or about my circumstances, about my experience even in this moment? And then what is my emotional tone? There could be worry, there could be a sense of loss or sadness or any number of things. What are you noticing in your emotional body in this moment? And then do I feel an immune response, either an illness that I'm working with or allergies? In the Northern Hemisphere, it's getting to be spring, so even sensing allergies happening as opposed to anything else we might imagine it to be. Is the body in a little bit of defense mode there, doing its thing? And then muscles that could be tight or connective tissue areas, maybe the neck or shoulders or back, low back or hips that feel tight or that they just haven't been hydrated. Our connective tissue loves to drink. It's a water matrix. So is there a sense of dehydration, lack of motion? Or do the different areas of the body feel separate from one another? That's sometimes something we can feel, like the upper body is not connected to our lower body. And then anything else in the laboratory of your own body, your own direct experience that you might notice in this moment, just making a note of that so you can add your own signature noticings. And then you might even notice what feels different now than when you began. So we've been here for a little bit, and you might start to feel different elements of inquiry that we looked at speaking to a little more. The mind might feel a little bit calmer, or thoughts might be a little slower, or you might be more aware of your body, of what's happening there. And just observing anything that seems clear, that's making itself known. And then we'll move into the second part of what we're doing, which is to continue with the nasal breath. So breathing in and out through your nose, making sure that if you are sitting, your bum is supported so that your lower back can be as long as possible. You might just put a cushion or something underneath. And then if it's comfortable as you continue to breathe through your nose, you might let your exhale be a little longer than your inhale. And if that causes any challenge to your breathing body right now, if that just feels difficult, just letting the breath reclaim its own natural organic rhythm. Otherwise, just letting the exhale lengthen as much as it's comfortable. That longer exhale slows the heart and can be really balancing to our nervous systems, which are universally taxed right now. We're asking a lot of our nervous systems. So either natural organic breath ratio or letting the exhale be as long as is comfortable. And we'll continue for maybe another half minute there. And then we'll kind of revisit the laboratory of our direct experience, and we'll do another check-in. And I listed a lot of different avenues of inquiry when we first did our check-in, but noting what speaks to you the most now. So it could be the degree to which you feel you're in your body. It could be the speed of your mind right now, or there could be a change in the depth and rate of your breath. And if you're sensitive to the status, the intensity of your nervous system, that might seem a little different. There could be a change in the buzzing or agitation there, or in its flatness, if that was the case before. And then also revisiting the abdomen, what's happening there. And you might note whether or not it's easier to feel sensations that are occurring in the body, like warmth or fullness or muscle tightness. You could have a different sense of grounding right now through your feet or through your sitting bones, your bum. And you might notice a change in the level of physical energy that you're feeling in your body. And this can be a compelling one, the narrative that could be happening, that the changing of the channels, the mental narrative or story that could have been looping in your mind. Is there a shift there? Sometimes if it's challenging to actually inhabit our body, our innerness, we can start to tell a story about that. You know, tell ourselves that we're not good at being embodied. So that could be happening, or that could be quieting also. And then what is my emotional tone? What am I noting now in my emotions? You can revisit your immune response, looking at allergies or autoimmune issues or a sense of low defensiveness in the immune system. And then any potential tightness or looseness or flow or hydration in connective tissue. And then any of the things that make this check-in yours, your signature things that you tend to notice in the laboratory of your mind or brain or body. You can add those in. And then choosing any of the sensations that you noticed or any that are arising now in this moment. And for the next minute or two, we'll go into the third part of this exercise, which is to follow that sensation as it changes. So our body sensations are always changing from one moment to the next. So see if you can track a sensation. If you have felt, for example, that there's a little tightness in your neck, maybe it's on the left side or the right, without needing to change what you're noticing, just tracking that sensation, directing awareness there. Or it could be warmth that you're feeling coming from a part of your body or generally throughout your body. And then just directing awareness to that sensation and seeing if you can note how it actually isn't fixed or constant, but how it changes from one moment to the next. And maybe it takes several moments to notice a change, but just observing. We're becoming sensation trackers in this moment. And then as you're continuing to direct awareness to that sensation, sometimes there will be a location to send it, like the abdomen or the hands or the feet. And sometimes it'll be something like warmth. But you can also begin to add your breath so that your breath is going to where you're feeling what you're feeling. And just saturating that sensation with awareness, letting your breath be directed there. And what will happen is every 10 seconds or so, the mind will wander. That's what it's built to do. And you can draw attention back. The mind will wander and you can bring it back. It'll go off and do its thing, and you just gently bring it back to what you were noticing. And you can continue just noting sensation and changing sensation. So really being aware of how things are shifting. Or you can also begin to segue back to this practice laboratory where we're going to feel the difference again. So we've done this twice already, but just noting either anything that really speaks to you now after what we've done, anything that's kind of coming forward to say this is different or this feels new in this moment. And then if you'd like the structure of the inquiry that we've been doing, you can inquire, am I in my body in this moment? And to what degree? That could feel really like a different inquiry now. What is the speed of my mind? That channel surfing that the mind can do. What is the depth and rate of my breath? And then what is the status of my nervous system in this moment? That buzzing or agitation, or on the flip side, exhaustion, or somewhere in between. And then what's happening in my abdomen? And then just the ability to receive sensations that are happening in the body, like warmth or fullness, emptiness in the abdomen, or the bladder. And then rooted in groundedness, either through the feet or whatever is your earth in this moment. If you've laid on your back, it could be your spine. Is there a sense of rooting underneath the soil, beneath you? And then looking again at physical energy. Maybe that has shifted a little. The level of energy that you have in your body, high or medium or low. And then if there's any narrative happening right now, a mental narrative or story looping in the mind, is the quality of that different? Sometimes we can even, when we're in our body, the story can just be off to the side somewhere. And then emotional tone, sadness or anger or fear, tenderness, even joy. And then noting the quality of your immune response in this moment. Muscles and connective tissue, whether they're feeling maybe more airy or more hydrated. And then anything else you notice. And we'll just take a few more moments of the noticing. And when this final check-in feels complete to your body, You can slowly begin to transition your eyes to open, coming back to the room that you're in, to the moment that we're inhabiting together. And we'll begin again.